Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American statesman and political leader Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Born in 1882 at Springwood, the family estate near Hyde Park in the beautiful Hudson River Valley of New York. He served as the 32nd President of the United States from 1933 until his death in 1945. A Democrat, he won a record 4 presidential elections and emerged as a central figure in world events during the mid-20th century. Roosevelt directed the United States government during most of the Great Depression, implementing his New Deal domestic agenda in response to the worst economic crisis in American history. His third and fourth terms were dominated by World War II. He is often rated by scholars as one of the 3 greatest U.S. presidents, along with George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Roosevelt was born to a prominent Dutch-American New York family and attended Groton School. He graduated from Harvard College in 1903 and attended Columbia Law School before practicing law in New York City. In 1905, he married Eleanor Roosevelt, a distant cousin. He won election to the New York State Senate in 1910 and then served as Assistant Secretary of the Navy during World War I. He was James Cox's running mate on the Democratic Party's 1920 national ticket, but Cox was defeated by Warren Harding. In 1921, Roosevelt contracted a paralytic illness which left his legs permanently paralyzed. Despite his disability, he returned to public service by winning election as governor of New York in 1928. In office there from 1929 to 1933, he promoted programs to combat the growing economic crisis that gripped the country at the time. In the 1932 presidential election, Roosevelt handily defeated Republican President Herbert Hoover and took office in the worst economic crisis ever. During his first 100 days in office, he spearheaded unprecedented federal legislation and issued a torrent of executive orders that brought about the New Deal, a variety of programs designed to produce relief, recovery, and reform. The economy improved slightly, and Roosevelt won a landslide re-election in 1936. But the economy relapsed into a deep recession the following year. A bipartisan conservative coalition opposed his plan to manipulate the Supreme Court to his advantage and blocked the implementation of further New Deal reforms. However, some of the major surviving programs and legislation created under Roosevelt include the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and Social Security. He ran for re-election in 1940, and his victory made him the first and only president to serve for more than 2 terms. Following the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, Roosevelt obtained a declaration of war on Japan the next day, and a few days later on Germany and Italy as well. He worked closely during the war with other leaders, including Winston Churchill, Joseph Stalin, and Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek, to assure their ultimate defeat. He also initiated the development of the world's first atomic bomb and worked with the other Allied leaders to lay the groundwork for the United Nations. His physical health seriously declined during the war years, and he died of a stroke on April 12, 1945, just 11 weeks into his fourth term. The Axis powers surrendered to the Allies soon after Roosevelt's death during the presidency of his successor, Harry Truman. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 30th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.